All right, Jess, thanks for being with us today.
Great to be here.
And thanks for organizing the great London weather for us today.
Everybody moves to London for the fantastic weather.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Let's go for it.
European or American football?
Oh, American football. I hate to say it. I know that's not going to be popular with the masses, but I'm Mr. NFL, Mr. College.
Favorite sitcom growing up?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Any specific character?
Oh, just the whole ensemble was perfect.
Forecasting the weather on TV or forecasting the weather for an energy company?
You know, when I first started, TV was interesting. The thrill of this job is the global aspect of it all. I'm not forecasting for one city anymore.
Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett?
Wow, it's like asking me which one of my kids I like better. Frank Sinatra, I'd have to give probably the nod. I mean, New York, New York is just such an epic tune, and that's always been, as a Yankees baseball fan, that's the song they would play at the end of victories. So,
the Yankees winning the World Series or the Buffalo Bills winning the Super Bowl?
I mean, the Yankees already have 27, so I don't want to be greedy there. Of course, the Buffalo Bills winning it.
Easier relocation to Düsseldorf or to London?
A lot less paperwork moving to London.
Having moved to London, what American word do you still use that is not understood here?
Probably nothing burger.
Nothing burger.
That's, you know, that works so well in weather for so many things. You talk about, well, this hurricane's going to move into the Atlantic and it's going to turn out to be a nothing burger. Well, look at this cold shot. It's going to be a nothing burger.
What do you get inspired by?
I'm inspired by my kids. To watch them flourish in two languages, you know, when I can barely speak English. They're still in the German International School here in London and they're keeping the language skills going.
Without me, Uniper would be
just fine. This office might be a little bit boring because every time I go to Costco here in the UK, I bring back some treats, which are pretty well received.
All right.
But I'm not going to pretend that the company would be in deep trouble without me or anything like that. I've never worked at one place for so long in my whole career. And you know, I'd be more than happy to retire at this place. It is never a struggle to get out of bed in the morning.
What would you say Uniper enables you to do?
I've had a lot of managers that have kind of kept their distance and just say, all right, we hired you, you're a professional. Let's see what you can do. There's been a lot of freedom within the job.
What do you want to wish Uniper for the 10th anniversary?
You know, I remember 10 years ago when we got spun off and people were saying, well, they spun off the trash. Well, if this is the trash, then I want more trash.
Yes.
Because it's been a great 10 years. Some troubled times, of course. We work hard as a team and somehow we keep it going. And it's been a heck of a ride.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday, Uniper.